did you know? Mary, did you know? My God, that my grandson Harlem loved that song. Thank God, yes, it's a powerful song. At this time, we go before the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We ask you to bless. Have your way. Bless your people, oh God. Use us for thy glory, oh God. Let your spirit rise up in us, oh God. Lead us and guide us in your word on this morning. Touch every heart, everyone that's on Zoom or listening in, oh God. Bless them, oh God. Let them recognize, oh God, the time we're living. And we thank you for it. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for our pastor, Sister Sandy, Pastor Warren and his wife, and all the saints of God. We just give honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God on this morning. What a wonderful song. What a wonderful life. What a wonderful life we live in. We have something to be grateful for. Every day I wake up, I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm striving to enter in. I'm committed. I'm ready. I stay steadfast. Because God said it in His Word. In His Word. To be steadfast. Unmovable. Always. Abounding in the work of the Lord. Because what? For as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. I'm trying to stay behind this mic. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I thank God. I thank God. Because I like to allow my emotions to get loose. Let the spirit move. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God, thank you. Thank you, praise God. We picked this topic, Lord was praying, and I recognize it's time to get in a hurry. We have to have a steadfast spirit. Strive to enter in. Each day, we have to be ready. Work out our soul's salvation with fear and trembling. We can't be sitting around picking daisies. We are in an urgency time. It is urgent, especially for the people of God. We know the truth. And the Bible said the truth shall make us free. We know the end of the story. As they said this morning, We don't have to wait. We don't have to wait till we get to the test. We already have the answer. So we can pass the test, but are we willing to strive? Are we willing to persist or press every day? That we have the winning way. We have it. And all we got to do is get into the word. Praise God. Praise God. Strive to enter in. And we're going to move right into the scripture. We're going to read it. And then we're going to go as God leads. And Luke 13, we're going to read those verses. And if you have a sheet, Luke, that's our theme. Luke 13, 20 through 22 through 30. And it says, the narrow way. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, are they there few who are saved? That's a question. Are there few who are saved? See, we saved, we should be on fire. We should be giving it our all. Every moment of the day, we shouldn't be, you know, in and out. We should be up and down. Every day is a day of rejoicing. Why? Because we have eternity living in us. We don't have anything to lose. See, that's a mind made up. Your mind has to be made up for the journey. Praise God. And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek the enter and will not be able. When one of the masters of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door. And we had an example of that. I'm going to keep moving. When Noah preached 120 years. And then they figured it wasn't going to rain. Now he's crazy. He don't know what he's doing, but that's why we can't back up, slow down. Because God's word is going to be filled. He tell us to strive to enter. Man, I'm determined to fight the good fight of faith. Yes, we have tests. Yes, we have trials. But we have grace living in us. People outside don't know, but we have a message. As we often hear, we have the light living in us. We have the salt of the word. We have something to share with people at the door and saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And he will answer and say to you, I do not know you, where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we are and drank in your presence. We ate and drank in your presence. And you taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me and all ye workers of iniquity. Then will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, the word says that. We saved. See, so we don't have to fear that. Especially those that are here, those that are on Zoom. If you saved, praise God, you know. Amen. You don't want to deal with that. He's talking about the bottom, the lake of fire. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all those prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourself thrust out, they will come from the east and the west, from north and south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. For indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last. And let's look at something. I'll give you a little background leading up to this lesson or this message. Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, teaching through various towns and villages, and used the metaphor of the narrow door to emphasize that while the kingdom of God is near, the path to enter is difficult. How many know that? It's difficult. But we have to be committed. We have to be determined. We have to give it all. Strive to enter in. Enter in a difficult requires active effort. Active effort. Warning that many who think they are in will be left out because they did not truly strive to enter through the right way. Essentially highlighting the importance of genuine commitment. Genuine commitment. You got to be committed and not relying on outward appearance or lineage to gain salvation. See, you can't go on your mother, your father, your sister. Those, it's up to you. You, it's your time. You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to be sure of it. Your anchor stands on the side of rock, and that rock is Jesus. Praise God. How many feel good when they wake up in the morning? How you feel? You gotta. That's it. Blessed, excited about your life. Every day, be excited. Because this is the day, as I heard this morning, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is good. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Amen. This is something that everyone should feel about, especially if you in God. In God, you should know that. And you should live it like it's true. Praise God. As we look at our message there, in the chapter, it talks about it, going back to the verses. As I was saying, he was talking about the kingdom coming. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then one said to him, Lord, there are few who are saved. And he said to them, strive. And there's our key verse, strive to enter in, enter through the narrow gate. What that says to us, that we had to fight. We got to be committed. We got to be determined. It's going to be narrow. And it takes a determined mind to go into the kingdom. It's something that everyone has to realize that it's our time. It's our time to live this life out and live it out 100%. Strive to enter into the straight gate, narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter in and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door. That's something for us to ponder. It's something for us to think about. You see, each day we should be running for our lives, not tarrying, committed to studying God's word, committed to praying, doing whatever it takes, amen, to stay on fire for God. It's because shut the door and we begin to stand outside and knock at the door. So we don't want to be caught in that position. We don't want to be outside knocking on the door because we saved. But we don't have to go through all the things that the world is dealing with. We know. All we got to do is stay on fire. And stay committed every day when we see challenges of life coming. When we see they coming, we can get into it with God. Get in the word and keep moving. Praise God. Keep pressing on. And it goes on to say, then you will begin to say, we ate and drank. See these things here, those that didn't do what they were supposed to do, and then they're going to say, well, didn't we do this? Didn't we do that? But we have a mission, and 3P's does that. We go out. You see, this is what God is talking about. And this is what they was asking. No. God said, no, I didn't know. Where were you when I asked you to go to the prisons? When I asked you to feed the homeless? You see, when I asked you, did you give somebody a drink of water? Things that we should be doing on a daily basis, because that's part of our mission. Praise God. We ate, drank in your presence, and you taught in our street. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you. Where you are from, depart from me. Strive to enter. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And just giving us understanding that what the end's going to be like. So we understand that we got God's spirit. We should be living a holy life and rejoicing because our name is written in heaven. We have eternity living in us. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They sitting there. Amen. And all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourself thrust out. See, this is for outsiders, those that don't know. And that's why it's up to us to share. See how this gospel, the urgency. Because he said to strive to enter in. Because there's a narrow way. And a lot of people ain't going to make it. Because it's tight. And they don't want to sacrifice. They don't want to be committed to this life. This life, you can't do anything. This is the holy way. And we have to be committed to do just what God say. Praise God. Live this life out every day. And this way, God will bless you at. And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It goes on, verse 29, say, there will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom. And indeed, there will are last who will be first, and there are the first who will be last. It doesn't matter. The main thing is you make it in. You see, the last going to be, it'll switch. And sometimes we think, okay, we got it made. And that's why we, every day we should be working to enter in, working and striding for that daily, each day of our lives. Let's look at Matthew 20 and 16. And this is just the same verse as in Luke. And it said, so the last will be first, and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. And we see this here. So when evening had come, going up to the eighth verse in this chapter, and it lets you see. When evening has come, the owner of the vineyard said to the steward, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And this is where everybody, no matter when you make it in, if you last or first, you're going to get the same thing. You're going to get the same pay. And this is what he's saying, because they started complaining. Because some went early, and they got the same pay as those that went late. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, okay, and they had received denarius, but when the first came, they supposed that they would receive more. See, this is not like the Olympics or something where three people get a ring. It's like the Olympics we had last year or this year, and they only give out three medals, gold, silver, and bronze. And that was it. But now we all can get gold. But we got to strive. We got to be committed to entering in. We can be last, but as long as we make it. And it said, and when they had received it, verse 11, they complained against the landowner. And that's the thing about it. People complain with God. Why? Why I don't have this? Why I don't have that? We don't need none of that. All we need is a committed life to serve God, and God's going to bless us. He's going to do it for us, whatever we need. Saying, their last man had worked only 1 hour. We can't be vengeance of the other person. We can't hate the other person because they came late. We should be rejoicing. As we said on Thursday, one sinner, more than 99 that don't need, you know, salvation. They're already saved. That one sinner is important that he came back, just like the prodigal son. He came back home. He shook himself, came to his senses. And his father greeted him with open arms, ran to him, because he was subsided that he made it back. And that's what we should be excited about, people coming back and not getting angry with them or holding a grudge or something. We should be excited and glad that they came back home. Amen. It is beautiful how God set it up. God gives everybody an opportunity to be saved. And he said, but he answered one of them and said, friend, am I doing you wrong? Doing you no wrong? He said, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the denarius? Denarius. So that it tells you again. Man thing is, God is not an unjust God. God is a good God. God is righteous God. He wants everyone. Amen. He don't. You just because you worked a little longer, so what? You there working? You have you're getting paid. And we thank God for being like that. God just wants everybody to be happy and make it home. Praise God. Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give you to you to this last man the same as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? See, this is God's choice. And we ought to be grateful. God opened the opportunity for you to make it. Now you don't get jealous because you feel like you have done work longer and the person just come in and get saved and have the same rewards as you have. That's the beautiful thing about this life, about salvation. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things? Or is it your eyes evil because I am good? So the last will be first and the first will be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Scripture said, take the beam out of your eye so you can take the mote out of your brother's eye. See, we can't look at nobody else. We have to clear our own self up. Get our lives in order. Praise God. Let's look at Matthew 22. And this is the parable of the wedding feast. And the verse that we have here is 14. And it says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Strive to enter in. Many are called, but a few are chosen. And we see here at the wedding feast, and Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parable. And said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. See, God opened the door for them, and they didn't want to come. They didn't want to come. They had other priorities. Again, he sent out other servants saying, tell those who are invited, see if I have prepared my dinner and oxen and fatted calf and killed all things already. Strive to enter in. Strive to enter. Ready, come to the wedding. And we don't want to be making excuses. Like I said, we know better. We know salvation. We know what God said. He's coming back. He's coming back. But they made light of it and went their way. One of his own farm, another to his business. And the rest seized to his servant, treated them spitefully, and killed them. But when the king heard about it, he was furious. And he sent out the armies to destroy those murderers and burn up their city. Then he said to his servant, the wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. See, they weren't even worthy. They didn't understand the severity of it. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many of you find, invite them into the wedding. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. See, if people reject it, they got those that want to be saved, want to be delivered, want to be in the wedding feast, want to be a part of God's calling. But when the king came to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. He wasn't prepared. So he came into the thing, just sat around here, just sat around. A lot of people just sat around in church. But we got to have our wedding garment. We got to have the Spirit of God living in us. We have to be saved and ready. So when the bridegroom come or when the man come, amen, we have to have our wedding garment on. And this is what he's saying. You know, so we got to strive to enter in. Don't be complacent and take your salvation and take a break. But stay on top. And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servant, bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it, for many are called, but few are chosen. We got to be committed to this life. Every day living it as if it was our last day. Even we that are saved, we still have to stay on fire, stay committed, fighting every day, stay prayerful. Let the word minister to you. So when those tests and things come, we don't get frustrated. It's a beautiful life if you walk it out daily. Let's look at Matthew 25. And just sharing something, just to encourage you about, yes, you're having challenges, you're having things going on in your life. That doesn't mean you throw your hand up. Stay in it. Strive. Fight. Be committed to enter in. See, you got it. And the Bible said, who or what shall separate me from the love of God? Don't let nothing separate you from this life. This is real. This is real. Matthew 10:25-13. And it says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. Let's go a little farther. Let's start at 6. And at midnight a cry was heard, behold, a virgin. The bridegroom is coming. See, we don't know the time nor the season when the Lord is going to return. But we have to be ready. And see, five was wise, five was foolish. Go out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamp. And the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. Don't let your strive to enter in. Don't let your lamps go out. Get up and trim them. You know, get up and trim them. And now you do that by adjusting, understanding that you don't just forget and go off and don't realize you got to stay on fire with God. Keep your lamps full. Keep yourself in a prayer mode. Keep yourself meditating on the Lord day and night. Keep yourself in fellowship. See, God say, forsake not to assemble yourself. This is where the anointing is. And this we see in the story. But the wise answered and said, no, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for your servant, for yourselves. And verse 10, it said, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him, and the wedding, and the door was shut. You see, there's a coming time the door is going to be shut. But those that are saved, we should be ready. Every day we should be ready. Because why? It's a narrow way. And it's hard way. And we see the conditions of the world. You see, it's a lot of chaos out there. A lot of killing, a lot of stealing. I'm looking at the news and I seen where this man pulled up beside this place at the van and all these cosmetic things were in these boxes and they stole them all. And that's just the way we see how life is. And as I heard someone saying, earlier when she was making an announcement, don't take things for granted. Same thing with your salvation. Don't take it for granted. Stay Stay committed. Stay in there every day. Every day, I don't care what come or go, stay on top. Fill yourself up with the word. Fill it up. Eat it daily. Whatever you do, you can be going along in your car. You can put the Bible on you and you'll listen to it. You can listen to music, things that they keep your spirit lifted up and encouraged. That's what it's all right. Strive to in it. Every day you do what it takes to keep you moving forward. Because it tells us he that put his hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. So there's nothing out in this world we need. See, when Lot left Sodom, the angels told him, don't look back. And we know the story. Lot's wife looked back. You see, so we don't want to look back. She turned in salt. We don't have time to be looking back. We have our time is just to get stronger. Get stronger because it's getting tighter every day. But we have to get stronger in the word. We can't let that go because it's already written for us. It's already there. It's up to us to make up our mind. Every day, I'm going to rejoice. And the scriptures tell us this is the day that the Lord has made. So every day, God, every day is the Lord's day. So you should be rejoicing and be glad in it. We have nothing to feel bad about. As it was saying in the power hour, we know what the end of the book says. And as I was thinking it, and as I said earlier, it's just like we study for the tests and the trials of life. We don't have to worry about the end results or how it's going to go because we already have the answers. The answers are right there to tell us how to get victory over these situations. Yes, they get heavy, but I heard Pastor Warren say, even though the trials come, they only come to make you stronger. So you go through as a good soldier. The Bible says, arm yourself likewise. We have to have the mind of Christ every day. Yea, they slay me, yet will I trust in him. Keep on being committed to truth. And the truth will do what? Set you free or make you free. There's deliverance in God's word. There's healing in God's word. There's joy in God's word. There's peace in God's word. It's nothing but love. Because he say, I come in the volume of the book. That's love. So he did it. We can do it out too. Because he said, put on the whole armor of God. Every day we should charge up. Charge up with God. And it says in verse 10, and while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came. And this is why it says, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Because wide is the gate that leads to destruction. And many were going to find it. Not saying if you don't have nothing to worry about. But the thing is, they're giving you warning that it's going to be challenges in this life. You're going to have to fight. We're not going to throw our salvation away because of tests and trials. We just going to be committed. Committed to truth all the way. All the way with Jesus. We started. He said, race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. We have to have an end. We have to have the committed spirit to the end. He said, you ran well, but what hindered you? Don't let nothing hinder you. Where can we go? The disciples say, you have the words of eternal life. There ain't nothing out there for us. You know, we understand boundaries. We understand that our family and our children want to do things, but we make sure we don't let nothing exceed God. Because God said he will have no other gods before him because he's a jealous God. One scripture in Matthew 6:30 says, seek ye first. So every day you should be seeking more and more of God. And everybody, if we strong and got joy, it's gonna resonate with everybody that's connected with us. You see, eventually they stay around the fire, they're gonna warm up. They're gonna realize how real it is. That's what it's all about. But we live the life before them. We can make their mind up from, but we be an example. And we share the good news with them. And let God work. As the scripture said, one planet, one water, but it's God that give and increase. So we got to live in love every day with everybody. That's what I love about it. I don't have time to be fighting and getting upset with things. Yes, we have challenges in life, but I don't mean it have to take me down. It have to make me fight back. God said, the battle is here. It's not the battle is the Lord. It's not mine. So that's what I'm saying about the word. Once you get the word in you, you understand that the battle is not yours. I don't care how heavy it is. You have to endure hardness as a good soldier. James said, count it all joy. And as we often say, what part of all we don't understand? So the Bible's telling us, you know, how to respond to test and trial. That's why I rejoice. Just like that, I rejoice in all things. And again, I say rejoice. I haven't made it, but at least I'm not sitting there and not striding to enter in. You see, I'm striding every day. Because, yes, something may come, but I'm preparing myself for when the test comes. See, I'm not going to get at ease in Zion. No, I'm running. Some say I'm running for my life, and I can't tarry. So this the way our mind has. You have to be like cement. They put cement down, and after a while, it gets hard. The same way with this, the word. Once you get yourself cemented in God's word, you locked in. So when the test comes, you won't break. You won't crack. It's a beautiful life. I hope you're getting something out of this. I hope you understand what I'm saying. This is the way. Because the Bible, Jesus said, I am the way. Do we believe the report of the law? Do we believe it? I am the way. There's no other way. He said, anybody else come is only thieves and robbers. You see, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. We don't want to see none of our loved ones lost. We don't want to see none of our friends lost. So it's our job to share the gospel with them. Share the good news, but we got to use wisdom. You know, we can't beat them over the head. We just have to share it in love. And God will give us wisdom how to handle the situation. And that's the beautiful thing. As you continue to strive, as you continue to grow in God. I think Sister Lurie is saying it about growing in God. And Pastor Warren was saying growing in God. So as we grow in God, these little things that shake you, shouldn't shake us. That serpent jump on Paul, that was the death notice. But he shook it off because he had confidence in God. You see, we have to have our total commitment to God every day. Scripture says, I die daily. I must decrease and let the word increase in our lives. That should be your mind. Oh, Lord, I'm going to increase today. More and more of you, sweet Jesus. More and more of you. This is your life. But it's up to you to strive to enter. And as we get down to the bridegroom, he came and those were ready, went in with him. And the wedding and the doors were shut. Afterward, the other virgins came and saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. And we said earlier with Noah, it's going to be the same thing. Ain't nothing changed. He said, I don't change. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. But the And he answered and said, "Surely I say to you, I don't know you." That's a sad thing to be turned away. So he said, "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man is coming." Watch. Praise God. Amen. Let's finish up. We got about 40 seconds. Let's look at Hebrew. Hebrew. Amen. It's only one verse, but this is the camera. 30 seconds. Well, this is the altar call, pretty much. This is the altar call. Praise God. And it goes in verse 4 in Hebrew 4 and 7 say it. Again, he said that he designated a certain day, saying, "In David's today, after such a long time as it has been today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart." And just like that, we know that's talking about salvation. But what about how we live? Are we living a victorious life? We're living in this, we're in the house every day, you know, committed all the time. We're doing all the good things, but are we growing? Are our spirit developing stronger? So to those that are in the house that are, don't know God, and out of the ark of safety, this is the day. And the scripture, Romans 10 and 9. Praise God. Amen. There you go. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart, God has did what? Raised him from the dead, and shall be saved. See, it's just a confession, recognizing the death, burial, and the resurrection. And all you have to do is accept him. Anyone out there video, out there on airwaves, if you don't know Jesus, that's all you have to do. Confess in your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and you will be saved. So anyone that needs prayer, praise God. Praise the pastor, come, praise God. And I went over a little bit, praise God, but the invitation is there. Amen. God bless you all.
Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that the Lord did all the heavy lifting. Praise the Lord. You know, it's something about when you do come to Jesus. Who is that? Follow God. All night. You know, it's amazing. I remember one time, I better not give you that story, but I remember one time I was in a bad place. They had shifted me from the big ivory tower with the LA Unified School District and sent me down to a place to start a new company up. And I'm like, after 5 years, sitting with two screens and computers and on the 21st floor, now I'm packing up all my stuff. The director said, "I'm going to make you a real manager." I'm like, "What?" So here I'm going to this lowly place. I'm getting off the elevator, down in the basement parking lot, and my phone goes off like it did just now. And I look at it, and it's a text message with a scripture. It had Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this one thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it unto Jesus Christ. Do you know that? I was all right then. I said, "God, you working on it." Praise the Lord. So I just thank the Lord, amen, for the word, but I'm not striving to be saved. I'm saved because Jesus paid it all. And it's something about when Christ comes into your life, it's a whole different ballgame. 1 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, "If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things have become new." Only thing make, and I'm done, but only thing make living for God hard is when a person knows what God requires and they don't want to do it. See, now it's hard living like them Christian folks. No, it ain't. Just surrender to Jesus, and it'll be the best thing that you've ever done in your life. And I thank God for that. I'm excited for the Lord. I'm excited just for being in the house of the Lord today. And I love each and every one of you that's in the house today. We are praying for one another. We are pulling for one another. We're moving forward in Christ Jesus. We're coming up to the end of this year. It's almost Christmas Day. Praise the Lord. New Year's is on the way if the Lord allows us to see it. And I am grateful. Guess what? On the first Sunday of January, Sister Carolina, you know what that day represents? It is the anniversary of 3P's. It'll be 12 years this coming January 1st. And the Lord has done some amazing things, and we're so grateful. We are so grateful. Praise the Lord. Why don't we just stand to be dismissed? Brother Tyrone, thank you again for sharing. We just love the Lord. Amen. Why don't we get out of here, Sister Jennifer, on a high note? Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give God some praise in the house. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, my sister. If you need a backup, I'm here for you.
Amen. We talked about decreasing and letting God increase, and we thank you, Lord. I give myself away.